This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You guys ever had someone try to educate you on a subject that you can confidently say you know a lot more than them about?
Yeah. I do it with my kids all the time.
Right.
Good point.
Good news is there's a list of responses that we can send their way.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 snarky things to say when someone underestimates your intelligence. Give one of these tried and tested solutions a go the next time you are dealing with a know-it-all blowhard like me. This one always works. Thanks, Pee-wee Herman. I know you are, but what am I? Or try Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore. I eat pieces of crap like you for breakfast. And if those don't work, this one definitely will. I am rubber. You are glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
I think VD got bullied a lot.
And I always remember, you're little. The first time you hear like an insult from school, and you tell your parents, and my mom's like, "That's sticks and stones to break my bones, but what names, words, what never hurt."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Mom, I think you're misunderstanding this. I don't want to get hit with sticks and stones. I'm not trying to encourage them to physical violence.
Right.
I'm just saying what they said sucked, but I'll just take the verbal abuse."
My dad always taught me to resort to physical violence. You got somebody screwing with you, punch them right between the eyes. They won't do that again.
That's all my dad said. Well, no, my dad said, "Look, you got to do it second.
Correct.
If I find that you start a fight, and I've said this to my kids, I will have to kill you. But, look, if someone puts their hands on you, he goes, end it. And the first time I tested his theory, it's this big dude in my mind, Doug Curry. Fourth grade man, he's chirping at me in the locker, and somehow the locker room of the gym was the most terrifying place because that's the one time there was zero parental supervision. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? The gym teacher's like around the corner in the office.
D's flying around everywhere.
Man, I'm ready. Like, he shoved me, and I really didn't want him to. And it scared the piss out of me, but my father said, "Hit him in the nose." So I did. I really didn't want to, but I did. And man, he was right.
Right.
I'm like, "Yeah, all right, dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch. But don't hit me back.
Run."
Now that I've hit you, I'm going to sprint.
So these are snarky things to say when someone underestimates your intelligence. And what made you think I didn't know that already?
All right, it's a decent line.
I just feel like statements that our old boss might say. Do you feel a need to teach me to blink and swallow as well?
God, that does sound like our old boss as well.
I mean, I like that one.
They're all very impatient. Why are you in my office?
Again, he said that a lot.
Someone underestimates your intelligence. You say, "I suggested in the future you ask someone about their familiarity before giving them a lecture on something they already know."
Ooh, okay. I like that.
It's long-winded, and I feel like they'd interrupt you before then, but...
It depends. I feel like that's something a teacher says to you in high school kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you're more admonishing them at that point.
Right.
Mr. Hill, in the future, I would suggest that perhaps, and you go, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, I feel like if it's a topic I really know something on, people start talking. I'll go, okay, all right. Here's actually how it works.
Right.
Right? And sometimes people just drive me up a wall with certain topics.
Yes,
I'm like, I try not to engage, but there are certain times where I'll just like, all right, well, that's just not how it works. If I need to explain to you what happens in this situation, I will.
I believe I've heard you say, quote, no offense, but shut the F up.
No offense. More to the point, yes.
It is.
Right? No offense.
That just won't work.
That's right. Snarky thing to say when someone underestimates your intelligence. I love this. Short and sweet. I know more than you.
Okay. Sounds like our old boss as well.
Yeah.
And that, all of these sound like...
Why do we keep playing this?
I know more than you.
Okay.
Leave.
He's not wrong.
This one actually kind of helps the point. So they'll sit there and just give you a lecture about something that you already know. Your response, you don't say.
Yeah, that works.
Thank you for bringing me up to speed on what I know.
Is that how that works?
Right. Is that really how it goes?
No, yes.
Okay. I see you're unfamiliar with my experience in this subject.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
That means you're actually irritated.
That's also, you know, how do I put this? That's like, that's constructive, yet also stingy.
It helps, though.
Right.
Both of those things.
Oh, I see you're unfamiliar with my experience in this. Okay. Well, then.
This is why, and look, my brother did the Monday night game last night, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And look, I'm a passionate football fan, and I'll argue with him about something, then I'm like, he's just giving me this look. I'm like, I'm just going to shut up. Right. I know you know more. Fine.
This one's kind of a reworking.
Still a bad call.
Dumbest one I've had in a while is I will argue the flavor of different crabs with everybody. And I was at a hockey game with a buddy Jared, and I'm sitting next to Keith Colburn, who runs one of the boats on the goddamn fishing show. And
you know this at the time.
Right. So Jared kind of messed with me. He goes, Ted, tell him what you think about flavor of crabs. And he's like, where are you from, Ted? And I go, well, Maryland. He goes, I don't want to hear it.
Oh!
Right. He's just like, come on. It's not king crab. And I'm like, Keith, well, and he's like, yeah. Come on. Get real. He's like, this is what I do for a living. I was like, you're right. I'll
see,
stop.
When you say it like that, I feel stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like, after my second comment, I'm like, why am I trying to argue with the guy that literally hunts king crab?
Right. This one's actually kind of a reworking of what you say, Ted, but my knowledge in this might challenge your assumptions.
See, ooh, that's a better way than being like, no offense, shut the F up.
I like your method better.
I'm guessing that had to be a sporting event.
Yeah,
why say that? Like, why would we be in cover two right now, Mike? This is when you throw the dime back at Janet.
I like this one. This one's a power move if you can actually make this statement. I've already forgotten more than you can learn about this subject.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Actually, on that note, we're talking about our old boss.
Yeah.
One of the best lines I heard him say, he was a little junked up, but we're in Alaska. He likes his wine.
Yes, he does.
He's very much about his wine.
Oh, yes.
So we went to some joint.
The
guy back there, he brought out whatever bottle he brought. Look, Miles and I.
It was his pick.
We don't know, but the guy's like, I'm kind of like the sommelier of Anchorage, right? So he shows our boss this bottle of wine. Our boss looks him dead in the eye and goes, I re-gift better S than this. God damn,
wasn't
dude.
He being a snarky a-hole, too?
The guy behind the bar?
Yeah.
And his OP shorts, yeah.
That was a different bar.
Oh, was that a different bar?
Yeah, that was a different bar.
They all start to meld together after
because
a while.
Because you couldn't keep it together, and you kept laughing, and we thought we were going to get kicked out of the steakhouse because you couldn't stop laughing at
it. It looked ridiculous. And it was funny.
God. Did you point at him?
I can already.
I didn't like point, but
he won't stop looking at him. He's the only bartender there. I'm like, don't mess with the bartender, please.
God, I can see steakhouse. This vividly, and I wasn't even there.
Oh, why do we sit at the bar?
Oh my God, I love this one. I bet third graders are really impressed by you.
Oh, wow. It's not an insult if you're in first grade, but after that, it gets a little bad.
Oh, my God. And then this is the...
I've had it said to me, and I say it to people sometimes, too, like, that's just not true. Where did you look? Who told you that?
Right.
Yeah, I've had that one before.
Yeah, because it's like, somebody told you that because you're taking it for fact.
Right. The problem is when you ask someone who told you that, you know you've got them because 99% of the time, they have an answer.
Okay.
It's not like I learned it through this or I did this. Like my buddy they Jeff. And you're like, exactly. Like all of your legal advice from your non-lawyer friends, like, yeah. Don't know.
There was one that I actually had with my wife that she... I pulled a shock move and I swallowed my toothpaste after I was done brushing my teeth. And she was like, don't do that. You're going to get white spots on your teeth. And she said this in her late 20s. And I looked at her and said, did your mom tell you that when you were like a kid? She went, yeah. Went, oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. That's all I need to know.
She didn't want you swallowing your toothpaste.
I love you, baby. I love you.
And then this is the last snarky thing to say when somebody underestimates your intelligence and it goes completely the opposite direction. You're absolutely right.
I do that as much at the bar, I find. I will do that at the bar because you get these people that get themselves wound up about whatever. And they go, dude, you're right.
Right.
See, guys like us, that
Keanu Reeves theory. Yeah.
The Keanu Reeves theory.
Yeah, just ignore stupidity.
Yeah, don't think, you're absolutely right, man.
Don't acknowledge it.
You know what I'm saying, right?
No.
Sure.
Nah.
I have no idea what you're saying. I was not there.
I'm just drinking, man.
Yeah. Thank you for the shot. I should have drinking it.
Let's just take our shots and leave.
If I'd known you were going to continue to talk, I would not have accepted the shot from you.
Seriously, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.